devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Valentine's. It's a Valentine's edition. Dom's back in the studio. That's me. We're in Waukesha taking your calls, having a good time. 844-967-2789.
I'm not used to sharing. These airwaves are mine.
You never were. That's why I got to come back and bust your chops once in a while.
This song, Long Way to the Top, if you want to rock and roll, this is how we greeted the Milwaukee airwaves February 1st, 2017. Got up early with the sunrise, and we turned on the radio station for the very first time with a little AC/DC. And like nine people were probably listening. Similar to right now. 844-967-2789. No, all the, I don't know, what do you call the Dom fans?
Miss Devil's Advocates. Listeners,
the,
man.
Dom the Vukmaniacs.
Leah.
Are they the Vukmirs?
Leah.
The Nurse Ratcheteers.
Where's Leah been?
Leah.
Right, I mean, she ran for what? For Senate?
U.S. Senate, yeah. 2018.
And
she was blowing you kisses at the stage in Mosinee.
Mosinee.
Hi, Dominic.
Duck and run. I haven't seen any or heard anything about her in a while.
I'm Senator Leah Vukmir.
Yeah.
Oh, if you called her right now, she'd take that call. If you call us right now, we might take your call, 844-967-2789. Don't miss her, not one little bit. Dean, welcome, Dean. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dean.
Hey, how you guys doing? It's good to hear you back, Tom.
Thanks, man.
When I was listening to you before, I was like eating a perfect bologna sandwich, and then you left and was like, where's the mail? Well, the mail's back today.
You take your Scott Walker ham and bologna and cheese, no mayo, white bread sandwich, and you stick it up your gullet.
You know, Dean, I'm actually more of a Miracle Whip guy, but I appreciate the sentiment, man.
Oh, I got the special sauce for him.
Oh, you guys, you're great. You're right up there with Uncle Lair and Little Snot-Nosed Tommy from WLS.
Well, thank you for that kind parallel.
You got to go back a few years to figure that one out.
I will have to go back a few lifetimes to figure that one out. Dean, thanks for listening. 844-967-2789. Where are our conservatives? Where's Gary from Sussex?
Where's Gary been,
Where's man? CJ calling into Trash Dom, a rare occasion?
We take all callers, man.
Randy from Stoughton, welcome. Say hi to Dominic.
Hey, Randy.
Hey. Happy anniversary, Devils.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You, sir.
It's a great 10 years. I was going to see if I could jar Dom's memory on this one. This is years ago you guys are hosting a panel discussion with the conservatives and the progressives. They had O'Donnell and McKenna and another knuckle dragger. And we were getting on them a little bit, and there's Dom sitting in the front row, and he turns around and grabs his chair, and he starts sending us off like a lion tamer.
You're talking about Milwaukee Magazine. They had a talk radio forum, Randy, and Dom was excluded from the panel for obvious reasons.
They can't handle the truth,
it
Randy.
It was Jerry Bader, Dan O'Donnell, Crudy, Vicky McKenna, and Earl Ingram.
Yep, I remember.
And Dom was there as a... you know, sort of a highly participatory audience member in the Milwaukee Magazine write-up, you know, and that whole event went off the rails eventually, Randy, if you'll recall. But in the write-up, they said one guy grabbed the chair sort of like WWE style, and we think it was in jest.
Yeah, it was a tremendous moment. It's one of the classics. I've been listening to the ice and attending events all these years. I couldn't take it anymore. It was so hilarious. So I wanted to thank you for that and welcome Dom back.
Thanks, man.
You know, I saw your girl Vicky McKenna recently at a Wisconsin Capitol rally. Her, David A. Clark Jr., Tim Rantham, and I think Janelle Branchon. And I think that very same day they went and they charged Speaker Voss's office.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
They wanted the election thrown out or something in real time. And one of the points they made, I got to point out, they talked about the fact that Gableman, this special sauce prosecutor, the corrupted former Supreme Court justice, well, shouldn't he be making some sort of public reports? And I'm thinking, Yeah, that's kind of true. You know, I agreed with the assembled kooks that day, at least on that point.
Yeah.
But Vicky McKenna saw me and gave me a big hug. Yes. And I'm like, you're confusing me with Dominic. And she's like, oh, do you remember the time we were on that radio panel? And she goes, and none of my conservative friends would defend me. And you did. And I'm like, I didn't defend you. I called you a workaholic. I was looking for something nice to say about you. And I effectively said, any human being that did 5 hours of live radio any day.
That's a lot.
That's to be admired.
Yes.
You got a hell of a, you know, work ethic.
Didn't she wrap up the particular presentation that Randy was talking about by saying Black Lives Matter?
Yeah, they shut off the microphones and turned on the house lights.
Time to go home, everybody.
You can't stay here. Yeah, it nearly turned into a rumble, if I recall. But now I get sweet hugs. I got a selfie with me and Vicky. And I tried to talk a little sense into Vicky, and you know that's a futile effort. But I said, Vicky, why don't you get vaccinated? Oh, no, I don't need a vaccine. I'm freedom. No mask, no vaccine for me. No microchips or whatever. I said, okay, I get all that, Vicky, but what if you're wrong? You know what I mean? What if you got the math wrong? What if, yeah, maybe your side's on the wrong side of history, science? What if you're wrong? I don't even want to see Icky Vicky die. No. You know, not of COVID.
What, something else? Come on.
Well, you know, I was backing up the truck and she happened to get in the way and I had to roll her back 2 or 3 times. No, I would never run Vicky over, not willingly, not knowingly, but she is a small little thing. Could get in the blind spot.
It's been strange. And to see, you know, the Republicans kind of eat their own in this regard, it's going to be interesting to see how some of these talkers, where they come down. To think that, you know, Robin Voss, assembly speaker here in Wisconsin, is now, you know, the target of what, the rank and file of the voters out there. This is going to be some interesting times to observe. And at the end of the day, you know, all of us who try to, you know, be logical and reasoned and normal, we got to call them out. We got to continue to call them out every single chance they get. Like, I think you said, was it Kinzinger? Make them answer the question. Don't let them spin it away. Make them answer it, every one of them, every time.
You act like you almost like doing this.
It's been fun, man.
You want to try it again tomorrow?
You going to put some beer in the fridge?
No promises. I thought you were doing it down on Brady Street, man. Just go to the corner bar. Go see Terry at Legato's.
Roll the coin! Yes, I'll do it from the coin. I'll come back tomorrow, man. You going to have me?
I'll have you back tomorrow.
Right, I'll do it.
10 years plus one day. Another fine live show. Devil's Advocates will do it as we always do. You know, just 5 o'clock hour because you're a working stiff now. Don't want you to get in trouble with the day job. But normally, now is when I thank my fine guest. Well,
you're welcome.
I guess it's just you, fella. Thank you all for listening. We'll celebrate 10 more years of broadcast awesomeness. You know, starting again tomorrow. 10 years plus one day. Stick around. Native Roots Radio, then the Paul Revere Show.
Sign on with the devil.
Don't mess with the devil, buddy. We're number one. We beat anybody. We're the devils. The devils.
It's over. Nothing matters.